Welcome to Chartered IIA Podcasts. Today I'm chatting with Marion Silto, who is Director of Security Control and Audit Limited. She has developed and delivered education and training programs for the Institute, as well as customized in-house programs for public and private sector clients. Hello, Marion. You've talked about reflection in internal audit work in the learning materials you've written for the Institute. What do you mean by reflection, and why is it important in professional life?
Thank you, Nina. What I mean by reflection is the ability to honestly assess one's own performance in any given situation. So what was good, what was not so good. It's also the ability to objectively assess others' performance so that if you're in a position to do so, you can provide constructive feedback. By honest assessment, I mean being objectively critical about how a task was planned, implemented, delivered. It's not really about beating yourself up when things go wrong, but about using the experience to improve for the future. Why is reflection important in professional life? I think it's important because it helps an individual to understand their strengths and weaknesses, where they need to develop and improve to achieve their career goals. It's a good way of basically understanding yourself and whether the career goals you've set yourself are what you really want. So reflection is good from both a professional and a personal perspective.
So you've noted there is a difference between informal reflection and more formal structured reflection. Can you clarify the difference?
Yes, informal reflection, for me anyway, is something that revolves around my own private reflection. So, and that would be the same for people listening to this podcast. So maybe while you're sitting on the train, idly looking out the window, you can reflect on the day that's gone by, the work that you've done, perhaps eating your lunch in the staff restaurant, perhaps reviewing your audit working papers. Informal reflection can also occur with colleagues when perhaps you are discussing a particular part of an audit, perhaps when you've dealt or just had a meeting or interview with a particularly challenging client, something that you may want to informally reflect on how well you have managed that situation. So informal reflection is useful, but it's not as powerful in terms of outcomes as formal reflection. Formal reflection provides the individual with a defined framework for reflecting on their performance. So it may be, for example, a set of criteria to review with a team leader at the end of an audit engagement, with pointers for development stroke improvement at the next audit, or it may be the annual appraisal process. The critical point is that formal reflection results in actions to be implemented and crucially monitored and discussed.
Okay, so you've actually given me some examples there, but are there other types of activities that organisations can put in place to get internal auditors to reflect better on what they do and improve their performance?
One of the examples I gave in answer to the last question was the annual appraisal. And in many ways, the annual appraisal should not be a surprise, because the essence of reflection is that an individual observes their performance throughout the year through reflection, discusses this with their line manager, and puts in place actions for improvement. The annual appraisal is the culmination of this process, where all the activities and reflections of the year can be discussed against the objectives set at the beginning or during the year. So some of the ways in which reflection can be undertaken during the year to help with this annual appraisal process are perhaps challenge sessions, where this would be part of the evaluation perhaps of audit findings and audit reporting recommendations. Others in the audit team perhaps, or people outside of the team in the department may challenge the individual to show the relevance of their findings to the business, and individuals can learn from that process. Other ways are meeting key performance indicators, perhaps KPIs like achieving the budget that's been set for you for the piece of audit work that you've been given. One of the other areas in which reflection can occur is through the customer satisfaction survey. These are usually sent to the audit client following the audit and will provide insight into the client's perception of the value of the audit. The feedback from the client should be formally discussed with the individual auditor and any development needs identified from that. So it's a very good way of getting almost immediate feedback on the performance of the auditor. Other things are team meetings, away days, very useful and powerful medium for reflection. They will only really be effective in terms of improvement if all members contribute to these events or are allowed to contribute. They become less useful if it's just a forum really for management team to impose ideas for improvement, as that does not really allow for any reflections made by the team to be considered.
Okay, so we've talked about what they can do at an organisational level. What can individual internal auditors do to be more reflective?
I think it's an interesting question, this one. I think it's very much down to your personality. Some people are naturally reflective. Others just like to move on with perhaps very cursory attempts at reflection. I think ideally you need a balance between the two. Too much reflection can distract you from your work, and too little may mean that you are not going to possibly fulfil your potential. So I think as individuals we need to work out which type of person we are and reflect on how much reflection we need in our lives and which areas of our lives require us to reflect.
Okay, so you also run training courses. How might a delegate on any training course get more out of the event by reflecting?
I think the first thing that delegates on training courses need to do is understand what they want from any given training and align those objectives to the training on offer. Secondly, really thinking about the content of the course and working out what they want to know, so they come armed with questions to the training. Training courses, face-to-face courses, are a really good opportunity to clarify thinking on any particular issues, and this stands more chance of being achieved if the delegate has really thought through what they want from the training. Reflection can also occur during the training as delegates jot down what they have learned from each topic and what they can apply in their work situation. One of the other things delegates can do is attend a training workshop with an open mind and to learn from other delegates through discussion, either informally, say lunch breaks, or through tutor-facilitated discussion.
Okay, so going back to the idea of structured reflection, how might a line manager or HR department ensure internal auditors are getting most out of the training they're doing?
I would say that this is the responsibility of the person who's been trained and the line manager, probably a little bit more than HR, but certainly a line manager should be sufficiently interested to discuss the outcomes of the training with the auditor when they return to the office. And subsequent to that, and part of those discussions really, is work out how they can use the training in their day-to-day work. For example, perhaps improvement in the documentation that the audit unit uses, or perhaps fine-tuning, flexing a customer satisfaction survey. Maybe as well, and this happens in some organisations, the delegate is allowed to give a short presentation to their colleagues about their training and what they've learnt from it and how it could be used in the department to improve what's happening in that department. So I think overall, sort of try to use that feedback from the training as the basis of for perhaps objective setting for the coming following year and include that in the annual appraisal. As far as HR is concerned, they would probably want to know what the delegate thought of the training, so where and who else in the organisation perhaps that training could be useful for, so that they have some idea if somebody comes to them for ideas about training, they can say, well, there's a good course there.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you, Marianne. If you're interested in other training courses, please go to iia.org.uk.